The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. One of the defining symbolic moments of the fall of the Assad regime in Syria has been the emergence of people from years of being shrouded in darkness in underground prisons. They were in both literal and figurative darkness, kept in squalid conditions and tortured mercilessly. They were coaxed, trembling from the darkness into the light of day above ground, having to be constantly reassured that the regime had fallen. One man could no longer remember his name, only the number he was given. There are those, however, who live comfortable lives above ground and who possess perfect eyesight, yet who still walk in darkness. They have no knowledge of the one who created them, no vision of the life humanity is called to live. They have no solid ground on which to plant their feet, no peace, no godly rest, no guiding light or true wisdom. Conversely, there are those who see no physical light, to whom the world around them, whether an inch away or miles in the distance, is completely invisible. In our Torch Fellowship for the blind and partially sighted, we have some who are completely blind. They cannot see any physical light at all. But in their spirit, they are not walking in darkness. They have faith, hope, and love, and their inner light truly shines to show others the way. The most moving thing that many of us have seen this year will have been the final of Strictly Come Dancing. For a blind dance novice, Chris McCausland, with his dance partner, Diane Buswell, to get through all the rounds and end up winning was just astounding. If you haven't seen it, even if you never watched the programme, make sure you watch it on Catch Up. And if it doesn't bring tears to your eyes, then you're not human. Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman were in bits. There was not a dry eye among the audience, fellow competitors, and the judges. Craig Revel Horwood even composed a heartfelt poem as a tribute to Chris, which began with the words, "In a world of darkness, you learned to dance," and ended with, "You're a light that shines for all to see." So how did Chris McCausland learn to dance when he couldn't see anything? His partner, Diane, the floor, even his own body. The answer is that Diane changed the way she usually taught people. She provided him in her own body his point of reference at all times in ways other than sight. Her touch, her movements, the sound of her voice enabled him to know where she was and consequently where he was and where he was supposed to be. Often he'd have to get down onto his knees to feel for where her feet and legs were going. And she might have to do the same to guide him through the complicated steps he had to learn. He had to have complete trust in her and know exactly where she was through touch and sound alone. And one reason why everyone found their dance routines and their relationship, their friendship so moving, I think, was that we saw the gratitude Chris had for the hours of patient instruction by Diane and their joint determination that with her help, he could do what no one thought a blind man could do. Win this dance competition. And the connection between them seemed almost profoundly spiritual. True friendship, love at its very best. The reference point Diane gave Chris enabled him to realize his potential in a way that made the whole nation stand up and take notice. Nearly